coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Thursday. It is the 7th day of March, 2024. I am so excited because it's been a while, because schedules didn't quite match up, of course, and you know how things go. But with me, oh my goodness, I am so excited to have with me Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. I'm going to tell you, serious investors, you gold record high, you better get your gold. And of course, Gen 6, his books, all of his products. But I'm so excited he's with me. It's been more than a month that we've done a show together, but this is going to be one for the books, I'm telling you. And of course, tonight you've got the gaslighting of the nation, the mind melding by the shit for brains, and I make no apologies for that description, the cognitively impaired, lying scumbag Biden. Okay, yeah, he's going to be talking to the nation. I don't know how many drugs he's going to have to receive in order for him to stand upright for any length of time, not drool, not poop his pants, and, hopefully he can find his way off the stage or be thrown off. And let's not forget the old Nancy Pelosi trick. Maybe Johnson's got the balls to do this with the State of the Union speech, all right? Because that's about what it's worth. All right. Yeah, that's me. I'm not, you know how I am, right? Today, though, we're going to be talking about the assassination and criminalization of truth in America, because that's what's happening. It is the assassination and criminalization of truth in America. Right before airtime, Steve was saying, of course, folks, I'm telling you right now, okay, they are not done rounding us up. The white Christian nationalists, I'm a proud white Christian nationalist by my definition of what that means, not theirs. But the people who were at the Capitol, were supportive of the people at the Capitol, they're rounding more of those people up, of course. But we're in some perilous times. Steve Quayle is going to be talking about that. I don't want to take up more time than necessary. Just two items of note before I go on. Folks, I've been talking about this, and I cannot speak high enough about this. Okay, I am. I liked it so much I became an affiliate for IWantMyHealthBack.com/Hagman. It's NanoSoma. It is this right here. You know, I'm not going to get into, except to say, I feel better. I mean, this is the only, right now, this is the only thing I'm taking in terms of supplementation. And it's worked wonders for my neuropathy. It's done a lot of other things I'm not going to get into. I'm just going to say, folks, do me one favor. Do yourself a favor. Go to IWantMyHealthBack.com/Hagman. It's at the top of our website. But please, I ask you, watch the videos. Watch them all the way through, okay? And then, of course, log in and shop. And I think you might even can become an affiliate if you want. But I'll tell you what, it works. It works. I've never had something work like this. I cut my hand. I told you, they also have a gel. I cut my hand really, really bad when I was away. And I put that stuff on it. And I should have, actually, I should have like a bad scar. Which, by the way, is a testament to the sharpness of those knives in the bug-out bags at Be Prepared, okay? Which you can go to stevequayle.com and through there get the bug-out bags. But those are sharp. But I should have a really bad, nasty remnant of a cut. I don't have anything. This stuff is like flipping magic. So that's that. Do that. The second thing, April 12th, 13th, I'm going to be in Wisconsin. This will probably be my last trip, and that is for Wisconsin Christian News Conference. We won't back down. Going to be there April 12th, 13th. Folks, mark it on your calendar. There's going to be a lot of great people there. Seating is limited. Get your tickets right away. All right, with that, Steve Quayle, again, the title for today, and that's we're going to be talking about the assassination and criminalization of truth in America. And I'm going to read just a couple of things. Folks, note on your screen, if you're watching this by way of Rumble or Brighteon, please note this. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, really a man, you've got to know his history in order to really understand how important this is. Quote from him, and think about this in the context of today. We know they are lying. They know they are lying. They know that we know they are lying. We know that they know that we know they are lying. And still, they continue to lie. Think about that. Commit that to memory. In fact, take a screenshot and put it somewhere where you can see it every day, because that's what you're living today. And there's another quote as well. I've used this in the past, and this is perhaps one of my favorite. This is from the Gulag Archipelago, 1918 to 1956. By the way, the various iterations and volumes, but specifically this particular quote is so important. And here it is. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if, during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, with hammers, with pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Folks, think about that in the context of the arrest of Steve Baker from The Blaze. Think about that in the 6 a.m. SWAT of Roger Stone. Think about that in the prosecution and persecution of every January 6th prisoner out there. The last quote before I bring Steve on is this. About the times of the end, a body of men will be raised up who will turn their attention to the prophecies and insist upon their literal interpretation in the midst of much clamor and opposition. Oh, what an insightful quote from Sir Isaac Newton, who lived from 1642 to 1747. With that do we do the video? No. Okay, with that, I'm going to bring Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com on. It's been a while. Thank you, brother. God bless you, and it's great to see you.
Well, thank you, Doug, and it's nice to see you again. It's been like over a month, maybe 5-6 weeks, whatever, 5 weeks at least.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that in the last 5 weeks since you've been on Gone and I've been off your show, things have so dramatically and traumatically, as in trauma, escalated. Newton's quote is interesting because he's talking about when God raises up men, and that's what it says, they are going to basically face much clamor and opposition. And what's interesting to me, Doug, is that with everything that can be seen, with everything that can be noticed, with everything that's taking place. Solzhenitsyn's first quote, of course we know they're all lying. And ladies and gentlemen, what's the disconnect, in my opinion, about the denial of the liars, and pretty much all of Congress is in that realm, and all of the Senate that went along to get along. We now, our children and grandchildren, are basically futureless outside of Jesus, outside of the redemption of the living God. And just, I want to share this. I'm happy. I'm seeing Joe Rogan confess Jesus Christ is the only one that can fix this mess. I'm seeing Alex bringing on men who are talking about Jesus. And why this is critical, the Bible's very clear, and 99% of Christians don't know this. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose was a Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the evil one. When Doug was talking about the J6 prisoners, they're in the same category. And ladies and gentlemen, with the Department of Justice saying now they're going to go after another 2,600 people, and yet we have the Chinese billionaires supporting the transgender woke movement. When that, by the way, is asymmetrical warfare. They couldn't do that without the full endorsement of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. We're now seeing Michael Yon and Vandersteel down in the Darien Gap, but it's worse than that. The bottom line is now we're watching in real time Chinese military coming through our borders, but that doesn't even dismiss that. And here's the number I'm given. This has real intelligence behind it, not the official intelligence by me, 800,000 Chinese troops in the United States of America, positioned strategically, out of sight, out of mind. And ladies and gentlemen, there are a whole hell of a lot of storage containers around the country. And quite candidly, literally a million of them. I think I actually saw a number, Doug, on one of the references to a couple million of them. It wasn't
and
even
some like, came from the north, by the way.
Some came from the north. So we're in a sandwich. The United States is in the middle of my hands. China is in, obviously, Canada. Chinese troops are obviously in Mexico. But then we have the indigenous. If you add them all up, it adds up, and I'll stand by this, 2.4 million. So the people say, oh, I don't believe it. You're dead already. Anymore, when people say, I don't believe, when there is more evidence to support what we're saying, when again, Michael Yon, others, and Vandersteel, they're down in the Darien Gap, they're watching it. And basically, Doug, I went on record, you know this, when we started together, whenever Faces of Death book came on and social media, that was after we started, but I told everybody that the Chinese were developing their acquisition of fine American females to basically take as a spoil of war. How many people do you think took that seriously?
Very few. Well,
very few. And you know, look, why would they believe? But now we're being told in real, how should I say this, real multiplicity of written material, and mainstream's even talking about, Chinese are already picked out and have already picked out their homes of Americans that they're going to live in.
People don't believe that, but I got the same information. And by the way, to your point, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'll just say this. When I was I had multiple conversations with Michael Yon, and I know that you're in contact with him as well. There was a fire at the San Vicente camp. It was supposedly started by migrants, okay, or the criminal illegals. Where the fire took place. Have you heard about this? Where the fire took place were the records that the camp officials held, specifically of the Chinese nationals. So they were burnt, and what wasn't burnt, they were taken and ferreted away, so that anyone else could not get the exact number, the identities, or any information about the Chinese that were going through there, as well as other methods of transportation, including some 320,000 by air into the U.S. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think it's important too. And Doug, today is the 7th. And ladies and gentlemen, all the people that have subscribed to Private Briefings, and yes, this is a time-sensitive pitch for it. We only have one more week where I'm going to leave it open for people to subscribe. And I'm doing that on purpose. Gideon had his 300 and the number we finally end up with, because I have told people, and they've sent me some astonishing testimonies that their son, their daughters, and this part of the government, and they say, we don't get the briefings. And even people that are familiar with, you know, the daily briefings of the White House said, we don't get this stuff, and it's open source or it's background information. Private briefings are available this coming week, which is, you know, whatever it is today, March 7th through the 15th of March. Now, anybody who subscribed to private briefings after that, well, obviously their annual renewal dates will be honored. But, Doug, again, it seems like the headlines of every day now, we've already dealt with. We dealt with the issue of Russian aerial superiority and Russian weapon systems. And I'm not a paid Russian. I get accused of that. But I'm telling you what, if you tell the truth in America, it goes right back to what the title for today's program is. The most dangerous and deceptive embrace by a, and I'll tell you this, in Deuteronomy 28th chapter, it says, God has given them over, those who reject him, to a spirit of madness, okay? A spirit of madness. And so when you and I are talking, we're talking with others, and people shake their heads, you know, I'm telling you, and they say, I just don't know what's happened to this country. I do. Go to Deuteronomy 28, and we'll put that the verse up that God has given them over, the nation that has declared war on God, and the evangeli, silly putty fish, I'm adding putty to the evangeli fish, have not so much as have raised, you know, a public announcement of everything you and I are talking about. Alex is talking about, obviously, Mike Adams, the alternative news. How more of an eyewitness testimony can you get than having Michael Yon and the Darien Gap and busload after busload after busload of Chinese nationals come through? And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, I won't tell you how many are in Bozeman, Montana, but we're a research university, Montana State University. And the numbers are staggering. By the way, Doug, Bozeman made the third largest homeless population, I think I put the article up on my website, in the United States. We've got a lot of homeless people here. Now, I want to share something. They didn't show up here. They were brought here. They were surreptitiously introduced here. And Bozeman's now a, what is it, the 15-minute city or the, I'm sorry, my brain's going too fast. My tongue can't keep up, but we're going to be one of the model cities. Well, guess what? I talked to my wife, and I don't know all the ramifications, but we're moving out of Bozeman. This place used to be a wonderful town, a wonderful community. And now, for the records, we're at the crossroads. We're at the crossroads of some of the largest drug deals going on in America because of our Interstate 90 and obviously, the interstates that head south out of Montana into Utah and vice versa and up into the Canadian border. So why I'm saying all this is that when people say they don't understand what's going on, they choose not to understand what's going on, or they've been given over to madness. And unfortunately, the people that are the worst, for instance, I saw a video of a church, I don't even remember where, but, you know, it's a seeker-friendly church. They were celebrating the Super Bowl, and the wife of the pastor, and they're all dressed up in their jerseys, and the gospel was anything but honored. Jesus was not honored. And the woman, a guy holds a Bible, and I think it's a pastor's wife. I could be wrong. The pastor's wife kicks the Bible into supposedly whoever, you know, the receiver's hand. By the way, he couldn't get it. It went over his head. And I thought, Lord, we don't kick the can down the street. We absolutely kick the word of God out of our country. And I thought there was no better image of that. And Doug, I will send it to you if you guys want to include it, even maybe just take an excerpt out of it. It was the most heinous, heretical, abrogation, attack on the living God I have ever experienced in my life. And if I hadn't seen it, I would have said, you're crazy. For them to call themselves believers, and some guy comes on in a red jersey, I'm going by memory, and basically is a cheerleader. You only get 30 minutes or 30 seconds at a time of gospel snippets. Well, I got news for you. If they don't repent, they're going to get their sorry asses kicked right into hell. And if that's offensive, so be it. You know, why do you think Jesus, this is a rhetorical question, why do you think Jesus said, he didn't say it that way, I'm not claiming that Jesus said it that way, but why do you think Jesus was so specific about what people need to do to be saved? And, you know, how about that we're to honor the living God, we're to revere the living God, he's worthy to be praised. And I got to tell you something. This is not a, what would you say, just a single incident. This is the rule of law over secret-friendly churches across America. Now, who is the truth, the way, and the life? It's Jesus Christ. You can talk, I can talk, all alternative news can identify every problem, but the solution has always been repent, 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 and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody says, well, I'm a Christian, I don't have anything to repent of. How about your silence? Or better yet, how about the pride behind that statement? Or how about you never went to one person that was hungry and fed them? You never went to one person who was naked and clothed them, you know? And by the, excuse me, the grace of God, a lot of our listeners, our mutual listeners, they have basically been so generous financially that, you know, we do have legitimate veterans combat. We do have legitimate widows, not all of them who claim to be are. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been able to help a lot of people. We were able to keep three little girls from being sex trafficked on the street. Doug, you know my attitude towards sex traffickers. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I wish I were a tier one operator, and God bless each and every one of you that watch this program or listen to this program. And, you know, I've never been in the military, and I won't do you the dishonor of trying to salute you, but I thank God for you. I thank God for your training. And I don't know how it all plays out, but those of you who are, both men and women, are going to be called upon by the Lord. And remember, everybody, Moses was trained in the art of war before he was able to lead the people of God. I don't know where anybody is, and for the record, for their safety, I don't talk to them directly. I can only talk publicly. The importance of Tier 1 Special Operations, Special Forces, Black Ops, people that know how to do what they know how to do. Fast forward, Doug, while you were gone, now there's 250,000 vets that, interestingly enough, can't get their medications because there was a cyber attack on the pharmaceutical processing company that handles their drugs. Did you see that?
I did. And no coincidence. And you were speaking about, folks, if you remember, maybe 2 months ago, Steve Quayle, and I thought of this because I take show notes, have show notes. You mentioned the possibility of the interruption of the medical services, and along with a VA, with a cyber attack. And there it is right there. Tens of thousands of pharmacies across America unable to get prescriptions to patients after a major cyber attack by, quote, foreign nation. Yeah, okay. Whatever. Again, see the title of the show. A day after cell phone services went down. Go figure. There it is. And you were talking about this long before it happened. Go ahead, sir.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's interesting that the homeless vets that are living on the streets, so many of them disappear, never to be seen again. Hawk, my friend that took over the, what was it called in those days, whatever, the radio program I used to have, and he's on audio only, but he and I have been warning about this stuff, about the smoky trucks, about the literal taking people off the streets. And Doug, the last time I was on with you mentioning that, a literal friend of mine who happens to be a vet, and we're helping him, basically had some guy try and set him up. And the guy was in a car and said, "Hey, buddy, there's some change over here. You want to come over and get it? I got, you know, a back problem. I can't bend over." And thank God my friend had listened to you or the program that day, because he knew it was a setup. Because interestingly enough, there was a van right next to him, okay? So in essence, here's the car, here's a van, and the guy wanted to lure my friend in. When my friend went to the opposite side of the van, the guy knew everything about him because they had been tracking him with license plate readers. Ladies and gentlemen, the word privacy doesn't exist. And that's why I came up with the word tracked, whacked, and stacked. Track means, you know, if you're on a devil phone, and by the way, everyone who's going to be arrested was on a geofence positioning off their phone. And so understand that, and we're going to give a suggestion for people how they can block legally their license plates, and nothing can be done legally to them, except, you know, the police could pull you over, but they can't read your license plate, especially if you're going X number of miles down the highway, you know, and obviously your speed will be driven by your conscience. But understand, and I say faster is better, avoid. If you don't need to go into any cities, don't. If you can get off the interstate and get fuel there. If you know a safe zone where, you know, it like in a little small town, little cafe, eat there. But be careful, ladies and gentlemen, especially people who shop at Walmart. I'm told that specific shopping locations like Walmart and Target in specific cities, though it's going to expand, Doug, to all cities, have drive-through, not with cops, but with disguised, you know, like a normal F-150 truck or Chevy sedan or whatever, and they capture all license plates, putting into the national database, and they also are connected to the international database. So let's say, you know, I better not even make up a Chinese name or I'll be considered a racist. I am a racist. I'm a realist. I believe in the human races. And all of these bastards, I even put up, Doug, on my website, the origin of the word bastard comes from the book of Enoch. I will not apologize, because it was God himself who called the hybrid race of giants, the Rephaim, the giants in history. He said, bring out the bastards in the third book of Enoch, I think, and verse 8, and then there was another more specific definition, and slay them before me. So, ladies and gentlemen, people get more upset, and that is the origin of the word of bastards. You got a problem with the word bastards, then you've got a problem with God, because that's the first use in history that I can find. And because I'm a guy who's into word origins, and obviously, if I can't find one, I'll make one up to try and be as specific as I can. But that's where that word comes from. So now we've got an attack on truth. And Doug, I couldn't think. I really prayed, Lord, what title is it? What title for today? Because this is the first time, Doug, you and I have been back together, yeah, in, you know, for a month. And it says it all, because you were the first, and I'll turn it right over to you. You were the first guy to say, here's how it's going to all play out, you guys. You said this years ago, and he did. Matter of record, lawfare will be used against anybody that is not one of them. That's a globalist, a Luciferian, a WEFer, and a go-to-heller, you know. I'm just going to, you know, we can't even, how do I say this? We're so chicken, the word that comes after it, that people to speak up, you see, because people fear the government. And when people fear the government, what is it called? Tyranny. When the government fears the people, it's liberty. And we've gone from liberty to tyranny, and there's no turning around politically. I know that not everyone agrees with that, but Doug, you know, 4,000 people said, I'm off my rocker, and God says, here's what I want you to say to the people, whether they receive it or not. You know, that's their problem. But consensus is always wrong. The herd is always slaughtered. Groupthink is always manipulated. And in groupthink comes massive cumulative death. Go ahead, sir.
You know, man, I'm not sure I can top that. I'm looking at the different things that fall into different topics that fall into the assassination and criminalization of truth in America. Things like, for example, you've got Traitor Joe Robinette Biden. It can try his usual spin during the State of the Union, but Americans know the truth. Going back to the original statement by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you know, we know, they know, we know, they know, they know, we know that they know, and so on. You've got there's so much going on with respect to the coming after people like this platform, and I'll extend it to Steve Quayle as well, because he speaks the truth. Look, the weaponization of the Department of Justice, they're coming after all of us. What's it going to take for people to understand that, you know, I had somebody say something to me, well, I don't want to be on a list. I don't want to be on a list. You're already on a flipping list. Okay. If you're a Christian and you profess your Christianity, you're on the list. The attacks against churches up over 800% this year. Okay. Also, talking about repentance earlier, did you know that the House spending bill proposed funds gay fetish parties, homosexual fetish parties, bus stop equity, whatever that means, and all the insanity that's going on? But yet this is, by the way, Speaker Johnson, which is Kevin McCarthy 2.0. Hey, the new boss, same as the old boss. And also, by the way, every one of those Republic pukes, your word, I might have slaughtered.
Republic whores.
Yeah, there you go. 83 are voting against Mike Johnson's spending bill. All but two leftist communist scumbags are supporting it. So everything that we're seeing today, folks, is really and I'll say this for Steve Quayle's private briefings. You know, if you were a subscriber at the beginning of last year, everything that you're hearing today, you read, you saw, you were exposed to probably a year in advance. So, and I thank you for that. And allow me to just say this, Steve. Folks, time is limited for you to sign up for Steve Quayle's private briefings. I would urge everyone listening within my earshot to do so. You will not be sorry. And that's not it. Hey, it's a shameless plug, because it's well worth it. The private briefings, the truth about what's really going on. So please do that. I think, Steve, what, the end of the month, right? Is when you...
No, actually, it's the 15th of March, and I didn't know it. But the 15th of March, the Ides of March, yeah. That's also, I think, either at the exact time or a day after, President Putin is sworn in, you know. And I want everybody to understand this. Between the 15th of March and April 8th, April 8th is a key date. April 8th is when the United States will have two eclipses. And now people around the world in the Southern Hemisphere will see it. But what's interesting, as Michael Snyder, kudos to Michael Snyder, and if he listens to this, thank you, Michael, did the most outstanding article on the twin eclipses passing six times Nineveh, Texas, the seventh time Jonah. And remember, Jesus said, just as the sign of Jonah, you know, and he goes on to explain that, you know, Jonah was in the belly of the whale. But listen, we're in the belly of the beast right now, everyone. So what Michael did is basically put this together and the American eclipse, and I believe it's in this article or another one, basically, leave it right there, Eric, if you would. He said, I'm quoting Michael, I wrote about how this eclipse will pass over seven locations named Nineveh, as it moved across the country. Since I wrote that article, I also learned that the eclipse will go over a location in Texas named Jonah, too. That's pretty incredible. But what I have to share with you today is even more amazing. It's astonishing to me. And by the way, I misspoke a minute ago. I said six locations named Nineveh, and it was seven, with the final one being named Jonah. I read an article, Doug, and the astronomers and the archaeoastronomers who take the position of the stars and can put it into the future or take it into the past, saying it hasn't happened before. What's the chance? And I'll tell you what's a funny story. This is a true story. I prayed, and I have been praying for over a year. I said, God, what does it take? People, if you wrote with the finger of God, meeni, meeni, tekel, ufsarim, that you've been weighing the balances and found wanting on the destruction of Babylon, I said, God, people will say they don't see the wall, and they'll walk right by it. That's exactly how I prayed. And then Michael Snyder, I'm just saying, God is so amazing, so amazing. And Luke 21:25, Jesus specifically told us that we should watch for signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars just prior to his return. You know, and what's important is that we're in a time that, I remember the Jupiter effect, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, that there was a book, and it was supposed to be the end of the world because all the planets were lined up, you know, in relationship to Jupiter. But what's interesting, Doug, is Nineveh seven times, and I'm correcting myself, and then Jonah texts us the final thing. If everyone knows the story of Nineveh, Jonah didn't want to go there. You weren't given a welcoming committee if you came into Nineveh with the wrong message. You're basically baked in a clay outer form, and you would be cooked, and you would be eaten. So in essence, Jonah wasn't really thrilled with going there. And obviously, Jonah was a prophet. And so, Doug, what this is saying to me is, America, I'm going to give you your sign in the heavens. And I'm only speaking what I see and what Michael put out there. And I have shown you this. But it's so curious to me. I never knew, quite candidly, maybe you did, but I never knew there was a Nineveh, Texas.
I didn't either.
You know, I think the whole United States is Mystery Babylon or the daughter of Babylon. But the point is Jonah. Jonah gave Nineveh that message, in 40 days you're going to be destroyed. Nineveh repented because there was a consciousness of God. They kept God off to the side, but when God finally said, I see what you're doing, I'm sending my prophet. Nineveh repented, and I put under Michael's article when I posted on my front page, stevequayle.com, Nineveh repented, America will not. Every church that denies Jesus fits the title of our title for this program, the Hagman Report today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. And what's interesting, I just love it when radio commentators and podcasters, and nobody more famous than Joe Rogan, are coming to the forefront saying, Jesus is the only one that can fix this mess. But what fixing the mess is not a political solution. And ladies and gentlemen, Doug, will you have, I'm sorry, Eric, I know you can hear me. Will you put up that Senator Tuberville story before I go to the next point? It's really critical. A U.S. senator to say what he said about America being flat out broke and everything's just an image and an illusion. And right here, nope, not that one. It's the other one. It's probably the last one. We can deal with that. That's Bank of America saying we're in deep trouble financially. But this one was Senator Tuberville. I think it was the very last one that we...
I'm not sure we have it, brother.
Yeah. I saw it on the screen.
Oh, okay.
And I'll just address it. The U.S. senator basically said, America's totally broke. Our economy's totally fake. The numbers are totally fake. And, you know, the trillion dollars being increased every 100 days.
Oh, well, that's a video, right?
Yeah, it's a video. But just put up, Ilona, there you go. U.S. senator exposes government. U.S. is dead broke and government spending is a scam. Says Senator T. Tuberville. I'm sorry, that is true. That's Lena Petrova. I'd encourage everybody to watch that, because for a U.S. senator, dead broke, you know what dead broke means? It means there's no way to pull it out. And we in private briefings have been warning about Operation Sandman. Obviously, the Hagman Report listeners have known it. People challenged it. And, you know, I even told you a couple spineless, wimpy podcasters, I won't tell you their names, got a hold of me and wanted to interview me on it. And they said, well, who's the source of the information? I said, me. Never heard from them again. So I'm going to have a dumb clock, some kind of a clock, 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 clock soundtrack, and somebody's got a soundbite of a chicken clucking. Please let me know, because this is a nation of flustered clucks. Flustered clucks. I know it's a play on words, but everybody's so afraid of offending everybody that you've got children being sexually mutilated, gender confused. I'm sorry, my Bible says God's not the author of confusion. So if someone's bringing, you know, what I would call the mutilating madness into their fellowship, write them off. And if your church, here's the thing, I really got it. And you know, Doug, what time I was emailing you this morning. It was when people go to churches that will not mention the name of Jesus, that will even use scripture, but there's no mention of Jesus, flee for your lives. You'll be destroyed. And two of the biggest Baptist rapture believing people in the whole world, which are in America, are talking about they're proud to be part of a clergy response team. Well, I think that they pretty well told their congregation, I'm very proud to be in the company of Judas Iscariot. I'm going to betray all of you, not thinking parishioners, into the hands of the evil one. And it's interesting because, as you and I both know, Doug, the war on Christianity is accelerating. Let's take the fruitcake in the north, okay? Lido. I won't say Trudeau. Lido.
Castro Jr. Yeah.
Yep. Castro Jr. You can't even read the articles that we're talking about and showing on the screen because the Canadians are censoring them. And it basically says there's a warning alert. This article or podcast is not available in Canada. And they quote U.S. or not U.S. Canadian code, blah, blah, blah. Well, isn't interesting? Trudeau gets a divorce. And isn't it interesting who he hangs out with? Put two and two together, ladies and gentlemen. He's the prince of wokeness. What does that tell you? I'll let you draw your own conclusions. Fast forward to the United States of America. President Putin takes a look at America. He makes a statement, and God bless him for making this statement. Marriage is between a man and a woman. He tells the gay population of Moscow, and I think Russia at large, leave the children alone. So when he says that, I say, here's a man standing up for Western values, and he's not the communist. The United States are in the communist. You've got Bidenstein. You've got the whole, if you will, whorehouse on the Potomac, and horror house, H-O-R-R-O-R house on the Potomac. And you've got everybody basically pushing throughout the world through our U.S. State Department. You want our money, you've got to take our rainbow flags.
If I can add this, please. Want to add one thing. This comes from Mike Benz, or I believe it's from Mike Benz. The censorship and the assassination of the truth overseas. How many people, folks, do you think are in Russian jail or prisons because they violated some censorship rule where you can't disparage someone who is mentally ill from transitioning or whatever. The number of people who have been imprisoned in Russian jails year to date is 400. In the UK, for the same offense, 3,300. The reason I bring that up, in one example very quickly, Chelsea Russell in the UK had a friend. She's 19. Her friend was killed in a car accident. It was possibly a boyfriend. So what she did was she posted lyrics to his favorite song. It was a rap song on social media. The lyrics contained the N-word. She was arrested, tried, and convicted, and thrown in UK prison. Okay, that's Chelsea Russell. But 3,300 prisoners in the UK and only 400 in Russia, and it's coming to the US. And that, of course, speaks to what Steve was talking about, as well as the title of today's show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, years ago when I started on talk radio, and obviously I realized that my gray beard probably gives it away, but going on 4 decades, I basically was given a formula, and a simple formula, actually more maybe like Roman numerals, but IVND. I saw it before my eyes. Identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. And yes, I'm visiting that. Look, even Paul said, I put you in remembrance of what I've said to you before. And he even said this. He said, oh, foolish Galatians, I marvel that you are so soon removed from the gospel that was preached to you. And now there's all these anti-supposedly Pauline Christians. Well, they better learn one thing. No greater testimony in the New Testament than Silas or Saul of Tarsus being knocked off a horse, blinded until Ananias, his God's servant, prayed for his eyes. And Paul said, God is going to judge the world through the gospel that I preach, because it was the good news that God gave to his servant Paul. So I don't care if it's, you know, whatever initials on whatever podcast, when they take on the Apostle Paul, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Hear me out. I posted the best article, Doug, that I think anybody's ever written on the 10 characteristics of the Antichrist. It's on my website. Probably one of the most important articles that I've ever posted, because I'm telling people that the most important message we have is repent, for the King of Glory is going to return. But before Jesus comes back, there's a whole lot of hell literally on earth that people can go through. And you know what the typical responses I get? Well, we'll be out of here.
Of course.
And one guy, a couple guys went so far as to say, how you like it, what you're going to have to suffer through. And I said, well, with your attitude, you'll probably be here with me, because there is no pre-tribulation rapture. We are moments away from a nuclear attack that both Dmitry Dudeman and Henry Groover detailed over the weekend. You know, Russia took down the GPS of all NATO over Europe. Okay, all of it. Mm. We have a high-tech military that needs GPS for targeting. Over the weekend, one of the Greek minister of NATO and Zelensky were in their car, and they were followed in real time, and a Russian hypersonic dead accurate missile blew up. I don't know if it was 50 yards away from them, but Russia sent a message. We know where you're at all times, and we can get you at all times. And let me share this. It is not lost. Better say that. It's not lost on the Russians where they have eyes on. Now, why am I saying that? Because bottom line, and 99% of the people on the lying, devil, hellish, prophecy, false expression on YouTube, I'm not jealous of it, I'm calling it out, are saying, oh, it's going to be great times. You tell me, even if the gentleman running for president, who they destroyed financially, whose health is suffering, and they compare his cognitive dissonance compared to Joe Biden, are you freaking kidding me? And then we have the people that just somehow think that, oh, gee, the military is the strongest in the world. No, it's not. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, the wokeism was the brokeism, and it was a Chinese asymmetrical warfare operation, just as COVID-19 was an asymmetrical with the United States Center for Disease Creation under Fauci, and everybody who's a luminist, a Satanist, a Luciferian, a globalist agreed to it, and they agreed to sacrifice what will be probably 1 billion people just from that. And by the way, 2025 is coming up. 2025, the Deagle Report. The Deagle Report says the U.S. population is going to be under 100 million. Well, things are going to kick off. President Putin made the statement yesterday He said, in essence, the gloves have come off, and we're not going to restrain ourselves any longer. I'm told by people that I know, and I've been at this a long time, so I know a lot of people, that the American defense industry is, in effect, dead. They have no raw materials because they can't get them because of the sanctimonious, suicidal sanctions that the guy you opened the Biden entity put on China. They have no gunpowder because of the same thing. We have no copper. We have no lead because the Obamazoid basically shut down the last lead smelter. So how do you have weapons, bombs, bullets, and missile propellants when you don't have the ingredients? Meanwhile, Russia, China, North Korea, Iran are absolutely building on a wartime footage. The Iranian underground capabilities for manufacturing, ladies and gentlemen, they don't just make 1,000 drones. It's going to take your breath away of drone swarms. Nobody can defend against 5, 10,000 drones coming at you at once. They can't do it. And yet this lie that keeps out, Iran's one week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from nuclear weapons. They have atomic bombs. They have hydrogen bombs. And I would debate anybody, and those of you in the Pentagon that are listening, this isn't an ego trip. I will debate you, provided it's a general, and I will take on your true state because you're lying to the American people. And Doug, we cannot fight three wars. We can't fight China, Russia, and Iran at the same time, let alone North Korea, let alone the Venezuelan, what I would call prisonous releasees who are in this country. How many innocent women have to die? Any nation that won't protect its innocence will absolutely die in the most brutal manner. I've never said that before, but I want everybody to understand this. We won't protect the unborn. Slaughter them, butcher them. That's not my attitude. We won't protect even young men and women, you know. We won't protect the toddlers. We'll vaccinate the little toddlers. And if they get out of toddlerhood, we're going to basically sexually mutilate. We're going to gender confuse. God is not the author of confusion. So again, you've got Russia defending Western values, and you've got the United States of America destroying Western values. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the nation that declared war on God, and the spineless Republican whores, the bend over for everything and everyone, and I'm using that literally, is underway. So who is there to, let's say this, facilitate the arrest of all these people who are going to be arrested? What makes anybody think that the next election, I don't believe there will be one. I just gave everyone my date, the 15th through the 8th, and those are based on Russian statements, and they're not bluffing. Do you know what the entire defense posture and mindset is of the U.S. military and NATO, followed by Great Britain? It's basically Russia's bluffing. I can tell you this, 27 million Russians were lost fighting the Nazis. And my book, Empire Beneath the Ice, which, by the way, I think it's out of print now. I warned everybody, my books are out of print. I've got, I think maybe, I'm looking over here on my floor, maybe one or two cases of Jesus, the premise, the promise. And we've got Little Creatures, which, by the way, again, is people are having all kinds of encounters with those things that go bump in the night. And Midnight Strikes. Midnight Strikes is, you know, Daniel Holdings interview. Look, why is this so important? It's because this was written Judgment Unleashed. And Doug, the hardest thing we have these, I probably got, 100 of these left. And once they're gone, they're gone. And so this is because I believe that people do not know the times we live in. They're ignorant, and I've had doctors tell me this. That's the best definition I've ever heard, because America suffers from reality avoidance syndrome. And one guy said, it's not a syndrome, it's a disease. So I was calling it a syndrome, and he was calling, call it what it is, it's a disease. Very, very bright doctor, really bright. And so what is important is that we have to recognize where we're at as a nation. And Eric, now you can go back and put up the Bank of America article. Bank of America is in big trouble. Wells Fargo's in big trouble. Chase is in big trouble. They're all in big trouble. And let me just read this, what you've got on the screen. U.S. dollar debt spiral crisis fears grow after Bank of America issues shocking $1 trillion every 100 days, warning amid huge Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, and crypto price boom. Anybody who's got big profits, take them now, put them into physical metals. Anybody who believes they're going to be having to live out of country, go now. I can tell you this, every time anybody goes from a bank in the United States, it doesn't hold true necessarily of people who have overseas accounts, but when you transfer money from a U.S. bank into Coinbase or Bittrex, that information is known instantly because of the SWIFT system. The SWIFT system is a way nations and individuals transfer money between. So here you go, Doug. Listen to this. One of the biggest banks in trouble, B of A, and now they're warning. And we have the situation with the New York City Bank. Somebody put in $1 billion. You know what $1 billion is in that situation? Enough to make headlines, but it doesn't turn into a helpline. And, you know, it's going to take somebody with megabucks. But again, everything is the whole image being presented to people is what Jesus said. The whole world lies in the evil one. And I'm not going to quit quoting Jesus. He's not just telling the truth. He is the truth. And one by one, more prominent podcasters, they all won't, but they're acknowledging this is a spiritual battle. This is a spiritual phenomenon. This is a prophetic phenomenon. And you know, what Isaac Newton said back when he made that statement about much clamor and opposition, whomever God genuinely raises up, you can bet on your, you know, bet on history that the immediate release and revelation of truth will be met by scoffers and scorners and mockers and haters and, Intel AI programs, which brings me to AI. How much time do we have?
We've got about 30 minutes.
Okay. So let's just deal with AI. I remember saying, and by the way, I've written about it, and I remember saying AI, alien implants, alien influence, alien infestation, all the derivations of alien. I don't mean, you know, I'm not talking about flying saucers and aliens. I believe those are demonic and fallen angel representations. But what I'm talking about is disembodied evil spirits that are biblically and in Greek called demons, infesting inanimate objects. Now we have the story of the robots literally killing, I think it was 29 Japanese scientists. That was covered up. I reached out today, and it was on UFO Mania, and I believe it was Linda Moulton Howe. Kudos to her. She broke that story. I never heard about it. So I immediately reached out to my sources in that part of the world. And they said, yeah, it happened, but there's a total shutdown on it. Because what I'm saying is the robots, the under demon possession, I want to make this clear, artificial intelligence does not exist. Artificial meaning man-made, but supernatural, evil, personable intelligence exists in the form of fallen angels and demons. And what is important, the whole world, ladies and gentlemen, tribes that are so far removed from biblical Christianity, they know the difference between an evil spirit and a good spirit. And knowing that difference, they worship the evil spirits rather than the good spirits. You know what? I actually talked to a native chief, and he said, you know why we do that, Steve? Because we know the good spirits won't hurt us, and we have to appease the evil spirits, you know? So, again, it's just interesting to me that now we have autonomy in robots being demon-infested, and even the dialogues that are taking place. You know, do you really believe a demon that's capable of seducing the human race, which is, like, so easy, but that they can't Bane, oh, we're here to help you. We have the solution to all mankind's problems. Can't turn them and say, we hate your freaking guts and we're going to destroy you. And now they're talking about, even in a certain situation where the robotic, and I will call this infested machines, the robotic and demonic infested machines, the spirit infested, evil spirit infested, are talking and describing their own repair and where to get the parts. That's pretty interesting. You know, wow. I don't think they're going to show up at Ace Hardware and go, oh, my good human, could you kindly lend me a servo motor? Because I can't destroy your stupid rear end until I get a new server. Or let's say some big electronics firm. Ace Hardware is a great store. I'm not picking on them. But I'm saying they can't go to a local hardware store and get advanced neural processors. And I was informed, Doug, and this is coming out, and it came out in our latest private briefing, of how far and sophisticated, and I won't release this stuff publicly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tighten up. That's why private briefings is only available for new subscribers for the next 8 days. And then it's shut down. It's shut down because I want to build a community of trust. The people that pretty much displayed their real nature, they're out of there. I'm sure there's spooks on there. And, you know, may the Lord God of heaven open their eyes to eternal hell if they do not repent and accept Jesus. But the Q files will stay open to the public. It will stay open to the public through subscription, $9.95 a month. And you can't believe it. Well, if you are a real Christian, you give it to me free. No, with that attitude, you're exactly the person that should not have it free. Because King David said, I will not offer unto the Lord anything that doesn't cost me something. And I'm learning something, Doug. You know this. You can feed an alligator only as long as you have food that fulfills its little guts requirements. You take away the food and the alligator starts looking at the feeder going, you look good to me. We will devour ourselves. Will we eat ourselves? They're already talking about cannibalism in Haiti. Have you seen those stories?
Yes, I have. Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult to believe. Well, it's not difficult to believe, but yes. And at that level, you know, well, you know that we're at the end. I mean, yep. That's all I can say.
So you know, I posted, I think, one of the private briefings, I said, you know, why is it that even the stones in the Bible, when Jesus was riding into Jerusalem, you know, prior to his crucifixion, the people, by the way, were saying, Hosanna, because they had a false expectation. They thought Jesus was coming into Jerusalem to take deliverance. I'm sorry, to take over the Roman Empire, but they couldn't see that their own prophecy said the Messiah must suffer and die and rise again. And then it turned to crucify him. That should be a lesson to everybody. I've had people who loved me until I said one thing wrong, and then I'm the most miserable SOB, you know, in other words. And one guy, you know, I mean, not, it's important people understand this. Jesus said if the people didn't cry out, Hosanna, that the very rocks would cry out themselves. And all of what we consider nature, creation, it's all interconnected. Because we know, based on quantum physics of what's called super entanglement, that means everything is connected, everything. And we know, if we're biblical Christians and believe the biblical narrative, that God spoke everything into existence. And when God created anything, he saw that was good and blessed it. Hybridization, which is the name of the game in transhumanism, singularity, and AI, is the greatest abomination. I'm on record as saying the minute it was announced, and by the way, it was in motion in the background way before it was announced. The minute it was announced, I said, that is the end of the human race. And Jesus said, if God the Father didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, that's those of us who have come to know Jesus, repented of our sin, are calling upon him, not trying to establish our righteousness, but being grateful to God for his imputed righteousness, then there'd be no flesh left alive. And so where we're at right now, Doug, is we are at the times that Jesus spoke of, that the ability to kill all humanity is in play. Going back to what I said, I want to go on record. I know there are people teaching on the internet, I'm not one of them, nor do I believe it's accurate, that if you've taken the vaccine, that it's the mark of the beast and you're damned. That's the technology of the beast, but you're not damned. You're going to be dead sooner, but you're not damned. And the scripture is the one that most people take communion over and never think twice about it. For this reason, are many sick and die early, because they fail to discern the Lord's body. And most of the Christians I know that took it, well, I don't want to lose my job. They never said, I don't want to lose my life. I mean, these are strong Christians, or God will just cover me. I know people that are dead. The point is that when do God's people take God seriously? Then the next question is, Doug, will they ever? They will on a small scale. I know that, for instance, Howard Pittman, famous old-time preacher, teacher, he was showing the true remnant numbers, 2.5%. Well, quick and dirty numbers means out of 300 million people, that's like 7.5 million people. Divided in 50 states, it's what, 1.5 million people? And you can take it down. The remnant is so small. And that's why Jesus said, broad is the way. Broad is a road that leads to destruction. But narrow is the path. I think what I'm saying is, people who are playing with their eternal damnation or eternal presence. Look, eternity's real. I've studied every single major known civilization, the recently uncovered civilizations, everything from the lizard people to the different aliens in Mexico. And by the way, the Mexican government takes Jesse's finds very seriously. I'm just going to say that. The amount of data and information is coming out now is off the charts. And as I'm speaking to you today, it is the 7th of March. I thought it was April already. 7th of March. We got stuff going on different places in different countries, filming, all this stuff. I don't want to give away too much, but the point is, and I don't know we'll finish. Somebody said, well, how can you finish if there's nuclear war? I can't. But what I can do is, if the Lord says, share everything now, go on Doug's show, you go on whoever will listen, I'll share it. And I'll share images, and I'll share, some of the most astonishing revelations that have come out of this. Because you can't separate orbs, stargates, you can't portals, spirals. Every place there's a spiral. Native America, Australia, Antarctica, Antarctica down, the Arctic up. Wherever there are any spirals, it's a delineation for the position or the placement of a stargate. Skinwalker Ranch, on the top of the plateau, a stargate. They bring in the Native American elders, a stargate. Unfortunately, one of the guys, and it's a blessing, to have gotten Cliff Mahudi on an hour interview before he passed away. He passed away about the same time I came down with COVID. And obviously, due to all the prayers on my behalf, I was sick. I was unto death. And that's no exaggeration. You remember how sick I was. I was doing your show with a cannula in my nose.
Yep.
And when I would get off your show, I'd go probably 100 feet. No, not even that, 50 feet. And I'd crash. And I'd have to get enough energy just to get in my truck or have someone drive me home. But God was faithful. So why is it that, and this is the thing, when Isaac Newton made that statement, why is it that the clamor and opposition will become the most prevalent and predominant from people who believe they've got all the answers? Somebody says, you believe you have all the answers. Nope. I just believe that, quoting Jesus, he's the one that'll give you the answers. Go ahead, sir.
So, okay. I just want to make sure that people, including myself, understand the intent or even the context of the statement from Sir Isaac Newton. And the quote, again, folks, is, about the times of the end, which I believe, and I think we can all believe it's we're getting very close. A body of men will be raised up who will turn their attention to the prophecies and insist upon their literal interpretation in the midst of much clamor and opposition. So is this, am I correct in saying what Isaac Newton is saying is that we, this remnant, if I can use that in this context, we're looking at the prophecies and saying, hey, look at this, look at what they're saying. Things are happening pursuant to the scriptures, and there will be a lot of people making fun of them, opposing them, and mocking them. Is that what that?
Yeah. Okay. Clamor means a lot of noise, okay? A lot of noise is on the internet with the false prophetesses, more than the false prophets. There's so many voices in the world. Clamor is a voluminous amount of noise meant to drown out the message in that context. And Sir Isaac Newton, by the way, years ago, 40 years ago, I got a microfilm of the Prophecies of St. John and his original book on Book of Revelation. You want to see something that'll melt your mind? Read that. And I'd like to say I read the whole thing. I didn't, because sitting at a film readers. You remember, like, you have to go into the library and go through them? Oh, yeah. Massive rolls of stuff. And then it was written in Old English, so all the S's, Sierras, look like F, Franks. And, you know, it was tedious, but I got enough to know something. That guy knew what he was talking about. Or a guy named William Gurnall. You can get this on the internet. A Christian in complete armor. Doug, I think I have, well, I can't move my line picture. That book is this thick.
My.
And trust me when I say small. And that was just his revelation from God. I think it was 15-something or early 1600s. Likewise, I couldn't read that whole thing. And I marvel at people that can. But I would go and I would read different chapters, and I thought, man, he's talking to us at this generation. And that's one of the keys in understanding prophecy. You can have prophecy fulfilled multiple times because history repeats itself. And the devil's been so effective at, hey, if it worked 300 years ago, it'll work now. And like the transgender movement, that's not just original. Good night. I forget which one of the Roman emperors was a drag queen. I don't know if you know that. A real one.
I believe it was one of the Caesars.
One of the Caesars. And the thing is that at what does it say to a nation that exports that around the world, and the rest of the world is saying to the United States, the United States is the mother of harlots. You can challenge me, and I don't have any attitude. I love the country that we had. I'm sad we forfeited it, okay? I'm sad we allowed the devils in the politics, both the right and the left, both the Republicans and Democrats. Like Tuberville said, it's over, you guys. There is no money. We're so freaking broke that even the gold that the Fed's supposed to have doesn't exist. We're so freaking broke that even the Fort Knox gold doesn't exist. We're so flat-ass broke that even the defense contractors say, we don't want more T-bills, bonds, and notes. We got to have something that the world will take in order for us to get the raw equipment or the raw materials to build the fancy stuff. And I'll quote President Putin. He said, if history has taught me anything, by the way, he's a very smart man. Very smart. He's playing multidimensional chess, and the entity in the White House is still figuring out what are those red and black squares on the that checkerboard thing mean. That's an understatement. But as Putin said, if anything I've learned from history, he who strikes first wins.
That's right. That's right. We have, in my view, and based on what I've learned, by the way, folks, private briefings, I cannot stress enough where I think that that is required. If you listen to this program, if you watch the program, then do yourself a favor, subscribe. You've got 8 days to if you're new, you've got an eight day window to subscribe to private briefings. Please do that. But I'm not sure where I was going with that, except to say, I guess, based on everything I've read and I've been provided with the private briefings as well as your open source information, we've never been closer to nuclear war than we are today on multiple fronts from multiple enemies. And I think you would agree with that. Well, heck, you've said it pretty much.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. For a long time, the Defense Department would not acknowledge that Russia had hypersonic capabilities until President Putin launched his Kinzhal, which is interesting. It literally means sword. Before he launches Sarmat 1 and 2, S-A-R-M-A-T 1 and 2, intercontinental ballistic missiles with multiple independently controllable warheads, that they existed. And for the record, the names of those missiles before was Sarmat was Satan 1 and Satan 2. Gee, who do you think Satan is in this whole thing? Tell me this, ladies and gentlemen. If those of you who challenge that America's Mystery Babylon, then tell me why Satanist statues can exist, and yet statues of Jesus, even in crosses in Arlington Cemetery, become a symbol of hate. Because Jesus, and the Word of God says this, the Holy Bible says that the cross is an offense to those who perish. I'm going to say that again. The cross is an offense to those who perish. A man takes the head off a Satan statue, and basically he's facing criminal charges. They mock Jesus. They break stuff. All our godly heritage is being taken. Doug, I want to say a powerful statement. The only thing any of us will be able to keep is that which we're willing to fight and die for. And this goes for the people who are in Washington, D.C. You better start screaming, even if you weren't in the original, geofence to be arrested. Do you understand what they're doing? They're changing the rules on you.
Yep.
And so I want people to understand that. This is why you need your Faraday bag you got to have it. It's neat. I carry my satellite phone and my cell phone in my truck, and you can get them from, prep777.com, beready123.com, and then sat123.com. And ladies and gentlemen, this week we've had some of the most horrific storms in the Sierra Nevadas, huge amounts of snow, and we've got every day 30,000, 50,000 people without power. And Tina tells a story about one guy in Maui that had a satellite phone that literally allowed 1,000 people, I mean, it's a huge number, to call, let people know they're all right. And speaking about Maui, Texas has been targeted by weather warfare. And for the record, no one started talking about chemtrails. I put you in remembrance. This isn't bragging. But, you know, look, at 72 years old, and I'm talking about this stuff 40 years ago and writing about it 40 years ago until I transitioned over. I had a private newsletter, as Doug and I did, too, after 9/11, the HQ Intel briefing. The point being is information is the most sought-after commodity in the world. So when people say, well, yeah. Look, I don't know. I don't drink coffee, but what's coffee now? $6, $7, $5. I don't know.
But it's a lot. I mean, for a cup, it's I remember when it was a quarter, but now I think when I was on the road, it was like $4.50 for
call it $5.
$5.
30 days of coffee is $150.
Yeah.
Private briefings is $150 for a year, and the podcast is $9.95. Two cups of coffee a day, and that's for a month. Anybody?
How bad do they want the information?
And that's why private briefings is being shut off. because once the 15th comes, when is that? A week from Friday, I guess, right? Yeah, a week from Friday, this Friday, that's the last time. On the private briefings, you will see the ad for it on my front page. It'll say, close to subscribers, or close to people that want to subscribe, whatever the language will be. It is my way of telling people that private briefings is going to be kicked up a notch. There is no way the average person can put the money into the acquiring that information. If I have to buy someone an airplane ticket, I do. If I have to pay someone this, that, or the other thing, and I know they have been legitimate in the past, I'll do it. And if I have to take extraordinary measures, I won't go into that detail. And Doug, you know me, yep. I will do what's necessary, and I will believe God. And there's, several people that have helped me with science guys, medical bills, Carol, William in Texas, others. And by the way, those of you who have been so gracious with our veterans and our widows, and Doug, I just want to share this. We've been able to help a lot of people. And yet what's important is this, that the time is so critical. I think on my Q file subscribers last month, it could have been last month, they got at least three or four alerts. And those alerts are extra and above. And I've had people say, man, I've been in newsletter business. This is true. I've been in newsletter business. You're underselling your product. I said, meaning I'm undercharging. And I said, well, look, here's the deal. Times are getting worse and worse. And if I can give somebody one bit of intelligence that they can act on, and here's the best bit. How much time do we have?
We have 7 minutes.
Okay. One of the best bits of intelligence I give anybody for where do you put extra money? You've got gold, silver, survival. Find a piece of property, rural, R-U-R-A-L, that has self-generating water. That means a spring, an artesian well, an originating, I use that word, that's a better word, originating water. I don't know if you guys know this, and you better hear this, because the globalists are trying to buy up every major aquifer, buy the land, and claiming the water rights under the land. Am I making that clear, Doug?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So
sir.
When China buys all the land that they bought, guess what? They own the water rights, and they're very smart people. They will check the chain of events. Water rights go back into the 1800s. Texas, you wouldn't know it by looking at how dry they are in the state, but they have some of the biggest aquifers in the whole United States. And guys like T. Boone Pickens, I think he's dead now, were acquiring the water rights in Texas. And so I'm saying to everybody, if you've got extra, get a piece of property that has water on it. Water's life, no water. And I'm also saying this, since you were gone, Doug, Mexico City, which has 22.5 million people, is running out of water. I said 38 years ago, I'm putting this into remembrance. It has nothing to do with bragging, because nobody could have told me this except the living God. The two most precious commodities in the time period leading up to the return of Jesus Christ will be fresh water and also edible food. So you get the head of General Mills going out and saying, you need to eat cereal for breakfast or for dinner. Yeah, the glycophated, the polyglycol-infused breakfast cereal that's just the kiss of death. And you need to basically give up your burgers, give up your steaks, because Klaus Schwab, the slob, wants you to eat insects. And when the biggest food conglomerates are, there are pictures now on the internet of mealworms, for as long as you see, 100-yard conveyor belt, worms, being ground up into protein powder. Lovely. So in essence, they eat Chateaubriand, they eat filet mignon, they eat the best prime rib that you can acquire. They eat the best of the best. And they tell you, and the World Economic Foundation has called, told you, you're going to eat your own feces and drink your own urine. I don't know where the outrage is on that. I don't know a better word than the F word to tell them to shove it down their bleeping throats. And I don't know a better source of, how should I say this, worthy targets. And by the way, those guys will not escape Russia's launches, because they're as much of a threat to Russia after the United States disappears. And NATO, if GPS has gone down as GPS has gone down over all NATO, everybody in NATO who's towing the Luciferian party line of globalism is going to cease to exist. They're going to cease to exist in 90 seconds, probably I'll give it 120 seconds or less. We heard last week that Russia had moved 48 Iskander missiles to their border. You guys, they have no shortage of ammo. United States, if they can acquire the, this is reality check. If they can acquire all the components to building 155 millimeter artillery shells, they can produce 50,000 a month. Russia traded food to North Korea for 2 million rounds. Oh, gee, Ukrainians are running out of ammo. Well, NATO's broke. The United States is broke ammo-wise. And where are we going to get the necessities to fight a war on three fronts? We'll have to use our nuclear weapons. They can't even prove that our submarine-launched ballistic missiles aren't all compromised. Were you aware of that story when the British tried to fire a Trident submarine-launched ballistic missile and the thing just came out of the water and tipped over?
Yes, but not in depth like you are.
Good pun. Submarine-launched ballistic missiles in depth.
In depth.
Yeah, but the point is that's one of the third legs of the West Triad. Submarines-launched ballistic missiles, ballistic bombers, and obviously silo-based missiles and nuclear bombers and submarine-launched ballistic missiles. How many of us in the United States settled for the horse manure of the spy balloon, the Chinese spy balloon, over Montana, over North Dakota, and because of the altitude and the beam coverage of the communication pickup from that balloon, they had all of our signals going in and out of the silos, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there has been not one active launch out of a nuclear silo in America. Our silos were designed one-time use. One time. Not one real test. And they're testing them on computers. But nobody thought, well, what about the electronics that give us guidance? What about the electronics that make the bombs go boom? And based on Henry Gruber's vision, based on Dmitry Dudeman's vision, we just had another fulfillment of that. They put maps up of where all America's nuclear weapons stockpiles are. Did you see that?
Yes.
And Dmitry Dudeman said, Russians are going to find out where America stores its nuclear weapons. I got news for you. That's like basic intel one. and so Dmitry Dudeman and Henry Gruver, basically, you know, when time comes for the war, our missiles don't get off the ground. They can't. They don't get off the ground. Just 2 days ago, and please, if I'm off a day, I apologize because all my days and nights are the same, okay? That's why I keep looking to see, make sure I'm not. Oh, didn't you know it was the 6th of February? Didn't you know your ass is ready to get blown off? That's what I would say to somebody that would be that nitpicky. And look, here's the thing. I am tired of, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo fellowships, okay?
We got about a minute, tired. Brother. I don't mean to cut you off, but we only have about a minute, so.
Yeah, we got a minute?
1 minute.
Okay. Man, Doug, this is just our introduction from being apart, so okay.
I know.
But I would tell everybody this. You need to have a come-to-moment Jesus. For those of you who are agnostics or atheists, I want you to ask God in honesty. This only applies if you're going to be honest. God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. If Jesus is real, reveal yourself to me. And for those of you who are Christians that haven't given a darn, because we can't use the other D word, You better understand, you either give a darn or you perish. And if you don't give a darn now, I don't think heaven's your home. Doug, God bless you. Oh. Thank you. You look great. You've been in the sun, brother.
Yes, and I that's great.
I give you a thumbs up on that tie. And FYI, I've got a T-shirt like this or a sweatshirt like this one. That's that color green, and that's in your background. I love it. That's a great color. Great tie. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, my friend. It's so good to see you. And thanks for doing this show. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. Folks, private briefings, 8 days. That's all you got. God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your belief and support. Love y'all.